This goes to Dr. Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N. Fax is 616-754-9883. Regarding Janice Crater, C-R-A-T-E-R hyphen Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth, 12/3/1939. Dear Dr. Goodman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Crater Taylor with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and history of left renal carcinoma with a partial left nephrectomy. She did see the urologist in Grand Rapids. She's slightly worried because she continues to have a mass in the left kidney right in the area where her previous cancer was located. The urologist tells her that it's not changed much from the previous CAT scan, but she wonders why she's having severe right posterior back pain, especially when she's trying to lay down at night. She also wonders if she's not urinating as much as she used to. She knows there's kidney stones on the left side also, but the urologist told her they were not blocking flow of urine, and normally they watch those also, unless they start to move, and then they can do other procedures to help them break up. But she's thinking that the pain is caused from the kidney stones or possibly the mass, although it's on the other side of her back. She has lost 6 pounds since her last visit, August 23rd of 2021. And she is worried about having cancer in that left kidney still. The urologist told her he would have to remove the whole kidney if they are going to remove it, but he felt the risk was too high since the mass is very slow growing. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, although she feels like she's urinating less, no cloudiness or blood. She does have nocturia several times a night. She has received her COVID-19 vaccinations plus one of the additional booster vaccinations, and she's not been ill with COVID-19 to her knowledge. She is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for the atrial fibrillation. And she was started on a new inhaler since her last visit with 3 different ingredients in it, but she's not sure of the name of it. She does have chronic shortness of breath, non-productive cough, no dyspnea at rest, no current sputum production, and no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or bowel changes, no current edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the lisinopril 30 milligram daily, and also Lipitor, several inhalers, Symbicort, and a rescue inhaler, she believes. Yes, that's Proventil HFA, in case she has shortness of breath and wheezing. Physical exam, the only vital sign the patient could get for us today was her weight at 198 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 21st of 2022. Her creatinine is stable at 1.18. Estimated GFR is 44. Albumin is 3.7. Electrolytes are normal. Her glucose was 103. Phosphorus is 3.0, intact parathyroid hormone 84.5, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count, normal platelets, albumin is 3.3, calcium is 8.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, small kidneys, hypertension, and mass in left kidney that is probably renal carcinoma, according to the urologist, and right posterior back pain of unknown etiology. I've asked the patient to contact you to schedule an appointment for further evaluation of her pain and her concerns about the mass and the kidney stones that remain in her kidneys. She may need something like a bone scan to be sure there is no spread of any of the renal carcinoma, although they're generally very slow growing, and hopefully that is not the pain is not caused by any spread of cancer. We do want her to continue having lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.